fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shout out to Old Post Beverage, one of our first sponsors.
And he just went way against what we just
we are.
Let me tell you, listeners, if you can hear me over my man Dane. He just went all against the grain. We just did a little rehearsal, like right before my man Lowe's hit the record button, and he was not supposed to start.
It was going to start with our sponsor. Can I finish my sponsor?
It was one of them jumps. It was one of them jumps like when they say, "Hey, when we go in this store, don't you ask for shit."
Can I finish my sponsorship?
No, I'm gonna cue you when you go to the sponsor.
All right, go ahead,
Lowe's.
Get into it, man. Welcome to another episode of Sippin'
Chat. No, that's me.
But then do your
I'm
job.
I'm the talent.
Do your job.
But we was going to do that after.
No, we were going to do the intro. Then we're going to do where we at. Then we're going to do the wheelchair.
Welcome to another episode of Sippin' Chat. Thank you. Joined by my brothers.
Yes, sir.
Carlos and Randy.
That's it.
It seems like it's been a while. We've been dropping episode after episode after episode, man.
Since we've been in here by ourselves.
I know.
This could be dangerous.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
I'll tell you right now.
It's definitely been a while.
I'm feeling good.
Yes. Uh-oh.
And it is obvious. But what I will say, since you asked, how's everybody? Again, I am pleased with self at this point in time. Los, how about you?
And I feel good, Randy. I'm still riding this high, man. Moving to a new spot at the beginning of the summer, end of the spring. And I've been decorating and ordering furniture and have to assemble stuff. You know, just doing my thing, man. Okay. Everything's good. I'm
getting set up.
I'm living, dog. Still. Okay. I'm living. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. I can dig that.
Well, dang.
I'm doing wonderful, man. This right here, just to be able to hang out with y'all again, enjoy my time. Like, life is good.
Mm-hmm.
Life is good.
Mm-hmm. Good. And I want to say thank you again to all of the listeners that have read those numbers up for us. We thank you. This really wasn't one of those things where we expected that, because it was just all in fun.
And it still is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Still is.
I've been telling y'all this years ago.
You're right. But now we've listened. We've put boots on the ground.
On the ground.
And we're moving.
Yes, sir.
Man, thank you to Amplify. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah. Thank you to Rise Radio, Amplifier, mm-hmm. Creatives of Color Podcast Network. Thank you, Brother Shane.
And one time for Shane, man.
One time for the
hardest
Shane.
Hardest working man in the city of Chattanooga.
What's up?
One time for Shane.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, my guy.
Now, I'm going to cue you. Now you can go with the second.
Whoa. Before you move on.
That's right.
Let's
I'm out of order.
No.
Well, check.
We didn't discuss this. Well, check. We just did that.
Okay.
But for your podcast needs, if you want to or are interested in recording, Rise has a lab, which is where we're recording.
Absolutely,
right? And it is open to the public, yes. Of course, for phenomenal fee, which goes back into the nonprofit that Shane is over and doing wonderful things in the community and with the organization itself. So do you have a contact number for that, Randy?
You can actually contact myself through email. That would be Randy. Randy, randyjr819@gmail.com. Again, that's randyjr819@gmail.com.
And that work email is rd@greasyboots.com. Now we can get up into the old post, Dane.
Yeah, shout out to our very first sponsor, Old Post Beverage. Yes, if you haven't been, you need to check it out. The address is 3472 Battlefield Parkway. It's down in Georgia. You know, it's when we're getting a sponsor, that means we're doing some major things, right?
Making little moves.
Yeah, we're making a little move.
Yeah.
Old Post Beverage. And one of the guys, man, good friend of mine, Vernon Horn, he's one of the co-owners down there.
V Horn.
Yeah, he's definitely gonna be coming to the podcast. We're interviewing him. He's bring some samples. And man, what's
great apparently about he's a mixologist too.
We about to see.
They got the liquor store going.
We about to see.
But then he was talking about bringing us cocktails or whatever down so we could sip on them while we do our
thing. Really? I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so you missed the meeting.
You missed the meeting.
Just two meetings.
You missed the meeting. Yeah. You didn't have time for us. But we'll get into that in a
second. But I love you at the same time.
But shout out to Old Post Beverage, yes, one sir. Of our first sponsors for the Sip and Chat podcast.
Yes, sir. One time.
Man, so I know the last few episodes we've had guests on and things have been going great. Our numbers are going up. We're recognized as one of the top podcasts in the area, according which is great. ChatGPT.
They don't tell no lies.
Okay. They don't tell no lies at all.
Okay. ChatGPT is it. I didn't really know that because, I mean, that's your department.
You
know?
I mean, we got a map on our analytics, and it's showing how, man, we got listeners in the UK.
Okay.
We got listeners in Panama, which that might have been one of those little bias or whatever.
That was you.
The DMV area.
LA,
Atlanta.
Mexico,
Spain. Yeah. Man, we doing our thing, man, and we just celebrated 500 listeners, which might seem small to some of the more I guess up in big podcasters or whatever, but it's pretty big to us. You know, we're glad to be making these moves that we're making, man.
Yeah.
Really excited about this.
Yeah, but one thing that y'all said, man, like it's great to have guests on, but sometimes it's great to just come back with us.
This is where it all started.
Yeah, this is the root of it right here.
The roots. This
is good.
The roots. As my mom would say when she's speaking of sunroof, she say sunrough. Yeah, so I had to correct it, which was a task. Me and my old man had to get it right together, but you know, hey, the root.
What are we sipping on today, fellas?
Yes. Today, we are sipping on some lemon drop, and strawberry kiwi lemon drop.
Kiwi is fire.
Right. It is. It actually was purchased by DJ Bradley's Lemonade. Again, that's DJ Bradley's Lemonade. If you're interested, 423-635-4790. And tell them that you heard it from Sip and Chat.
Yes, sir.
Two P's, two T's.
What else we got here?
And we also have sitting on the table
the new stuff.
Some new, you know how I feel about that. Some new. Yes. You know how he does feel about that. But it's definitely some new.
Yes, sir.
The Crown Royal Chocolate. Chocolate.
What's the consensus? Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up.
What about you? I didn't see you take a jab at it. I mean, because you're the hater. You're the hater when it comes to Crown.
I didn't see you take
Well, now. I got my cup. Now,
yeah, that's
okay. I would have to admit, even though I am not a fan of just jumping on whatever comes out, whatever's thrown out, because I know how big picture liquor stores and wine and spirit stores are heavy.
Yeah.
You're listening to a podcast right now. driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
Inner city communities or whatever, so I'm not a big fan of just going out there buying the first thing that comes out. But I would have to admit, this is a pretty tasty choice for Crown Royal. They did a good job with this one. I saw a young man that did the Screwball,
right,
and mixed it with this, and it's supposed to taste like a Reese's cup. So I'm interested in seeing what that looked like.
Yeah,
I'm checking it out.
Yeah, that's, I think that's the same cat that we looked at. I've heard, or I saw where he did it with a cream soda. And it was like two or three other things, and I really don't
think I had a stomach ache, didn't he?
Excuse me, and Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, he definitely, had a stomach ache.
Well, that's his whole shtick, man, on social media. He, you know, saying buys new stuff to come out, and he takes input from people that, I guess, follow him on trying with different chases or whatever.
Right.
And the Screwball was the one that I saw.
Yeah.
And I can see how this could be close to a Reese's Cup.
Yeah.
Something to sip on. It's not a summer drink. More of probably a winter deal.
Right, fall.
Something a little heavy or whatever that you can sip on and just take it easy by the fireplace.
That's it. Or the fire pit.
So, or the fire pit. Yeah. Of course.
Which could be another episode that we have coming up. With the fall, winter coming up.
Oh, absolutely.
Find a place fall to go drinks. Out. You know, that was a pause moment.
No, fall drinks.
Fall drinks. I thought you said pause.
No.
Fall drinks.
That would definitely be evident.
And we talked to Jess at Goodfellas, and she's go put together a mix for us, some cocktails for us
to bring on the show.
Okay. Yeah, I had a espresso martini. That's what it was, wasn't it?
Yeah,
delicious.
Yeah, yeah. Delicious. I had two different. I had the strawberry blackberry mojito, which was delicious.
Yeah.
And then I had the lemon drop spritz, which I'm going to post that on our Instagram page in the next probably couple of days or whatever. A beautiful, very aesthetic drink, very refreshing drink. And for me, when it comes to mixologists, I like to watch them make the drink.
That's a part
of the experience, right? Not just ordering something and then waiting for it to come to you, but actually watching them put it together. And if anybody knows, Jess, if you have been the Wise Guys, between her and Nathan, they actually take pride in making those cocktails.
Nathan is the truth.
It is a whole experience.
Those are what we call our mixologists.
Right.
Nathan is the truth, man.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, both of them. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
Jess was showing out today.
Yeah, she was on one today, Ray. Yeah. You missed it. I know you wasn't fooling with us today, but she was definitely showing out today.
Nah, I wasn't fucking with y'all today. I had work to do.
You might have to edit that.
we don't need to edit that one.
So fellas, let me ask y'all something, man. We've had some really good episodes here lately. We talked about changing the narrative, which I think just happened this past weekend. Mm-hmm.
Which we sponsored.
The 21 Love Languages with Rebecca Love and Mike Hayes coming up September 7th.
On a Sunday.
And the fun one, you know, with all of them were fun, but Clint. Like, we had a great episode with Clint.
Oh, man, during the break, yes.
Yes, that shout out to Clint, man.
One time for Clint.
You do it slow on that one.
Real slow.
Fan.
But how good is it to have somebody else in the podcast world share and give back to others who are doing the same thing? You know, a lot of times things are being, what is the term, gatekept.
Well, it goes to show that there's enough out here for everybody.
Wait a minute. My man said gatekept. It's gatekeeping.
I know gatekeeping, but you know what I'm saying? I was trying to
do him like that, Randy. He's feeling good right now.
Well, I'm still trying to get him back for him making me walk all the way around.
Well, he's trying to get you back for coming up and missing for the last.
Yeah, you've been missing.
But that ain't a get back, though.
You missed for a whole
Yeah. You missed two staff meetings.
That ain't a get back. He did. That ain't a get back.
You missed two staff meetings.
We need you to report to HR after the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
You showed me the way to HR, and I beat it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm known for interrupting. So, like, whoever, that's what I do. It's a podcast, so that's what we're going to run with.
But Clint showed some love. We came out. We had a good time.
Absolutely. Shout out to Clint again. Clint Powell.
We had some deep conversations, some hard laughs.
Yeah.
We did some reminiscing about old school Chattanooga, different ways of growing up, things that different people were into back in the day or whatever, and then some current stuff.
Yeah,
you know, and walked away, and nobody was in their feelings. Nobody was sideways. Everybody was grown adult about it. Even though we had a good time and didn't have those conversations, right?
Yeah, and I think that was a good diverse conversation.
We got to get Clint on our side.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Invite him out, man. So Clint, when you hear this, baby, if you listen to our show,
yeah, get ready.
Get ready to come hang out with us, man. Just bring your cup.
Yeah, to bring your cup. So with all that, because I want to segue into a conversation. And it kind of sums up the past three episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't us as men share our feelings, whether it comes to relationships?
Share with who?
Just share. Period. Whether it's with your significant other, whether it's with your homies, like. With the 21 love languages, like what we all know is that when it comes to communication,
I thought we already had that kind of conversation. But go ahead, though.
When it comes to communication, we're missing, we're missing out on that. Why is it so hard for us to communicate? You know,
I think it's hard for us to communicate in certain circles because you got to know who your audience is.
You got to know where
and everybody that's listening. And I just had this conversation with somebody about social media. Everybody that follows you on social media don't want to see you win.
No.
When you post certain things, when you're having a bad day, and I really do believe in sharing the ups and the downs.
Mm-hmm.
But understand, when you go deep and you want to start cutting and dogging and belittling and degrading, when you start doing stuff like that, people that follow you, everybody's not on your team.
Right.
So some people applaud you when you are doing good and they want to see you grow. And some people, believe it or not, are applauding when you're going down.
Right.
And you got to understand that. And the whole reason that they even follow or on social media is to see the failures, to be nosy, to be messy. You know, everybody ain't on your team. And those people are probably hard to see themselves. And some people, they probably see themselves like, yo, this is who I am and I'm good with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I think that you got to know your audience. Getting back to the question. You got to know your audience. I think those circles that, like with us, you know, we share things on here, but when the mic's not recording, we share some things with each other that have been a little personal or whatever, but we walk away comfortable with knowing that, okay, this is not going to bite me down the road. This is not going to be held over my head down the road. This is not going to come back with a t-shirt and a hoodie attached to it saying, hey, look what happened to Carlos on whatever date.
Basically,
it happened or whatever.
We're being accountable for ourselves,
right. Right. So when you got those circles that you can communicate and express yourself in, I think you're good. But one thing, everyone doesn't have that,
right?
Which is unfortunate.
That's true. That's true.
Two, the people out there that think that they have it really don't, because even though they may have five or six friends that they talk to, one of them run their mouth too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there are circles like, but what I like. With us, where we've shared some things and go home and lay your head down and not worry about it being on 3, 9, or 12 or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come back to bite you. So that's my take on it.
And I guess that's just the society that we live in. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people want to focus on the negative, and that's what we feed off of. So when you look at reality TV, why do people tune in to reality TV? Because they want to see the negative. They want to see the fights, the backstabbing. They want to see all of that. You look at the news, right? Yeah.
Not only that, it brings the ratings.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
Brings the ratings up, yeah.
And the ratings brings the dollars.
Yeah, right. So, you know, even with the media, when it comes to the news, every time you flip it on, it's negative, negative, negative. Right. I remember I used to watch SportsCenter back in the day when it was Channel 16 on the Comcast channel.
Damn. The box.
But now when you look at ESPN, it's focused on the negative. Like, wait a minute, this is supposed to be a talking about sports, you know?
Image news. That's the rating.
That's the society that we live in.
Now, did you know that it was taboo to report anything bad on people back in the 60s? During the JFK, ML King, and civil rights era, whatever, JFK was known for having a high sex drive and just being a philanderer, right? And then Martin Luther King supposedly was accused of having extramarital affairs or whatever. Right. And people knew that. People that knew them knew that. But no one would go out and put it out in the news, in the media. The media wouldn't report that because it was considered to be distasteful.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't put those things out about people. And somewhere between then and now,
it's
flipped.
The ratings.
To like 180. And yeah. It's what people look for. People right. want the mess. They
Absolutely.
Want the garbage.
Absolutely.
It's just like with the police. We know that there are good officers out there. But unfortunately, those officers don't get the spotlight that the bad ones get.
Right.
And,
right.
and when the bad ones get it, it tarnishes the whole badge.
The whole department.
Yeah. Right, yeah. right, right. Across the board. Because people think they're over, because they're doing it in Alabama. They're doing it in Arkansas. And not to say that they're not.
Yeah.
But there are good officers across the board too, and they don't get the recognition that the bad ones get.
Yeah. You know? And one thing I will applaud our folks here in Chattanooga, you know, especially with our Chattanooga police officer. We got a ton of great officers.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's sad to say something that can happen, like you just said, something that can happen somewhere else, you know, now. That ain't got nothing to do with us.
Right.
Our guys are good, but one reflects all, and that's not, it that does. Shouldn't be the case.
It does.
It's the perception.
I had a young lady tell me one time that, and this was during the whole defund the police, and Seattle, I think, did that. Anybody knows anybody from Seattle, you call them and ask them how all that's working out. But I told the young lady, I said, the one thing you don't want to do is defund the police. I said, because yes, they could use some tightening up or whatever. Could you imagine a world where there was no law enforcement?
Right.
And you got people out there that the only reason that they don't act on their thoughts, it's like church.
Yeah.
When somebody's telling you a story, it's like, well, I almost lost my religion.
Right.
Can you imagine a world without law enforcement where people would act on what they think and they can get away with it and there's no retribution
behind it or whatever
they would do? Right, right, right. Yeah.
But
how does world would be?
We have to be able... We have to be able to communicate with each other.
Got to.
That's relationship, whether that's to your kids. You know, I know when it comes to my kids, they've taught me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my son, we had a conversation a few days ago where he said, hey, can we have a conversation just man to man, not father to son? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just about communicating.
That's it.
With that, you know, sometimes you don't need that. Yes, the negative overpowers everything. I remember I used to teach a class, and it was called Hunt the Good Stuff. Hmm. And the objective was, hey, tell me three good things that's going on in the world. And people struggled to tell me three good things that was going on with them and in the world.
Hmm.
But if I asked them to tell me three negative things, oh, they can spit that off just like,
right.
just
right
like that.
Off.
Yeah.
And you just made me think about something. We're recording on August 28th. Apparently, August 27th, there was a shooting in Minnesota, I believe. School shooting at a church school. Two kids passed away. Our prayers and thoughts go out to the families and the communities affected by that. It's not much to say, but we do acknowledge the pain and the hurt that those families in that area must be going through right now, trying to understand. Because if you're not safe in church, then where are you safe?
Right. Not safe in school.
If you're not safe in school, then where are you safe? And we live in a world now where those areas are just as vulnerable to have an incident as anywhere else. So our thoughts and prayers go out to those families that were affected by that tragedy.
How crazy is the world that when we hear that and we see that, it's like, that's the norm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's the norm.
Yeah, because it could happen anywhere.
Well, and I was just talking about that. We're recording in East Chattanooga. And some years ago, a friend of mine purchased a building over here. And she was talking about how she had some kids hanging out on the property, just playing around on the playground beside the building. And some gunshots rang out. And they hit the floor. Mm-hmm. The kids paused, looked to see what area the shots came from.
It's normal to them.
And they kept on playing.
Yeah. It's normal to them.
That's crazy.
So back, I had a couple deployments to Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
So when you heard the sirens, everybody hit the floor. Whether you was in the defect, wherever you was at, you hit the floor, you got cover, you went to the bunkers or whatever.
It's like general quarters.
What's that?
General quarters in the Navy is when you, when they call it, you go straight red light across the ship and you hit the ground.
But then it got to a point where when we heard the sirens, we stopped for a second and then we went on about what we was doing.
Wow.
Because, heard the sirens, that mean that everything had already hit.
Desensitized.
You know, so it's like, But it was funny when the new guys was coming in.
Desensitized. Y'all should be able to.
And those sirens went off. We were sitting laugh at them because they were ducking. And I was like. Because
they were still open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they didn't know.
They didn't know. But we were used to it.
Yeah, they weren't accustomed to it like you all were. Yeah.
They weren't affected yet.
Right.
So that just that negative, and I encourage people to, a lot of things could be resolved just by communicating. You know, learning. And communication really is a learned behavior. Everybody thinks they communicate well, but they really don't.
Yeah.
True.
It's something that has to be taught. So the same way that you can talk is the same way you can listen.
And not necessarily, I will agree with you on the talk piece, but wanting to be an effective communicator.
Yeah.
Wanting to have that effective communication. You got to want it. I think, and I'll say this every time we speak on, what's big for me, when it comes to relationships, or just period across the board, communication. Communication is key. I never really understood the phrase or the term until I actually had to feel that and understand that communication is key, across the board. In your everyday walk of life, communication is key. Also, I think it was what I was told, communicate, I don't know if it's understanding and communication or communication along with understanding, but at the same time, the two go hand in hand.
Yeah.
I think it's also too important to realize that we all come from different walks of life.
Absolutely.
And even in communicating, there may be some cues or some responses that may trigger certain reactions. You know what I'm saying? So
I do.
Things that I may be accustomed to, you may not. So if I come off more aggressive, maybe because back where I'm from or where I come from,
it's normal.
We speak more aggressive.
Right. And it's normal.
And it's normal. So just like with the gunshots, right? To where you may have been raised in a place where it's like, okay, we don't yell at each other.
Mm-hmm.
We don't degrade each other. We don't do the things, right?
Right.
And so when I come off and I'm aggressive and I'm talking rough and I'm sharp with my words or whatever, You may be offended by that. Yeah. And on the other end of it, I may not mean any harm at all.
Yeah,
probably more love than anything because I'm more comfortable with you.
Yeah.
But you may take it like I'm being more aggressive when I'm actually right. not.
Absolutely.
So we have to understand that part too, right?
Right, yeah. right, right, and right.
It could be a cultural thing too.
That also.
It is.
It could be a cultural thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it can be a multitude of things across the board because, you know, it's like I said before, take all kind to make the world go round.
Of course.
I mean, and that's across the board as far as an individual is concerned. Like, your life didn't look like mine growing up, neither did yours, and neither did mine to you all.
Right.
I'll go back and say this again. We did the Mother's Day thing, and we talked about fathers. Like, I was really floored.
He was on our junk that day. He loved us a lot that day.
Yeah, I did.
Because we were fatherless
children. A lot of respect.
Fatherless children, he really
I'll say
was
more,
on
our
junk that day.
I would say, you know, not that I don't have the utmost, but more respect was given that day because all I could do was sit back and just listen to you all. You know what I mean?
Right,
I didn't,
right,
I didn't. For me, I didn't have a lot to add to that because I had my father. I still have my father,
yeah.
You know. But I learned a lot from both of you all on a different level.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, to the point where if I wasn't close with my dad, that shit right there would have brought me closer to my dad. You know.
Respect.
But it was
your dad's a good dude, man. I don't know you, he's a legend.
Right.
A good
right.
dude.
Appreciate that. But yeah, that right there, like if like touched me and it's not a pause moment. But it touched me.
It is a pause. It's definitely a pause moment.
It touched me. You know, shit, to hear, I don't even want to call it the struggle that your moms, you know, put in, that your moms were in.
It was a struggle.
Well, I mean, yeah. So let's just keep it a minute.
Yeah.
So you're right. But at the same time, it was like, damn, I just figured, because we never had the conversation about parents other than our mothers because we knew that.
Right.
But I just figured, like, shit, y'all grew up with y'all dads just because of the cats, you know, how we've come together and the yeah. things that you all have accomplished in life. And I'm talking about not, you know, as far as the fire service, but.
It's out there. Go ahead.
Yeah. but before that.
That
no, but yeah, right. But before that, you know what I mean? So,
right.
like, it was that was a whole, that was a light bulb moment for me. You know, in so many different ways. And like I said, shit, man, hey, I applaud you guys. I applaud your moms, you know, because that shit was deep for me. It was very deep for me.
So with that, right, what role does forgiveness play when it comes to relationships, whether it's with your significant other, father, mother, community? Like,
have you called your daddy yet?
But he want to put that out there. Though. But he want to put that out there.
But because this could be a learning.
Hey, look, a learning. Hey, look. You might need to edit this.
And on the next.
But this could help me.
It could.
Right?
It could.
Right.
This could help me. But what role does forgiveness play? Like for me, you know, being a 43-year-old,
man, you 43.
43, I think. having two kids.
Well, still a kid.
Youngin.
And a grandchild.
Hawaiian.
You know, the forgiveness piece. Like,
Well, like I said that day, we had the conversation, and I was like, you know, if I remember right, I don't know word for word, but we're only accountable for what we do.
Right.
You know, now, if we extend the olive branch, so to speak, and there's no reciprocation, then at least you know you did your part.
Right.
Now, personally, I've always leaned on the motto, if I've never had a chance to really say hello to you,
yeah,
then I don't feel like I ever got to say goodbye to you. Right? And I've carried that. Now, me and my biological father, I think early on in my childhood, my mom would, you know, send open the door for him to come and be a part of my life. And he'd come pick me up every now and then. And like most kids, because you don't see him that much, you idolize him more, which you don't realize the work that goes into what your parent, what your mom did, right? The struggles that she's gone through the whole time when he just showed up here and there along the way, and he's the hero, which can be crushing as a father now and thinking back and being a parent now. It can be crushing because you put more emphasis on the guy that isn't showing up doing the day-to-day stuff versus the person that's in there.
It's been grinding.
Right, day in, day out, yeah, you know what I'm saying, doing the whole nine or whatever. Being an adult man now, I see it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And in raising my own kids or whatever, being a father in their lives and trying to figure it out, I see it. And they're the dice.
It's a part of sip and chat.
but I see it now.
Yeah.
You know, and it's those lessons. I was at work the other day. We're talking about lessons. We're talking about time. Is when I'm driving home now, time. A guy that I work with was telling me a story about how when he was a 16-year-old boy, he walked past his Corvette and was just like awestruck by this car. He said it was a beautiful car. He said his old man walks out to it, and he tells the old man, "This is a beautiful car. You know, I really like it." I told all the things that he liked about it. And old man never cracked a smile, never got out of character or whatever, looked at him and said, "I'll trade you that car for your youth." Mm-hmm. And he said it took him 10 years to realize what that man meant by that statement, which is crazy, right? Because the man was taught a lesson in time, and it took time for him to realize the depth of that interaction.
Yeah.
I thought that was wild.
Yeah, that car don't mean shit. Give me that youth.
Give me that youth back.
Yeah.
Man, if you give me that youth,
and that's
if
why
you give me that youth with that car,
right,
Lord.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I love to have conversations with my son. And I understand that, you know, my kids, they're going to make their own decisions.
Right.
But if I can give them that advice from when I was their age, you know, just give them some words of encouragement, that that guidance that I didn't have, you know, that would mean the world, you know. And what's fortunate is that when we think that, especially these younger kids aren't listening, they are listening.
You ain't got to stop talking, Mom. I'm doing this over here. I ain't want to get too bug in it, Mom.
Hey, they listening. You know what I'm saying? So, that statement that you made about give me your, I'll trade the car for your youth.
Yeah, that was deep. When I heard it, at this age, I understood it immediately.
Yeah.
But saying it to a 16-year-old kid, boy or girl,
they ain't gonna understand.
You know what I'm saying? But it was ironic that it took him time
right.
to realize the lesson in it, right?
Right.
Which is wild.
Yeah, and I can probably sit here and say, well, I can sit here and say that we probably, all three of us have probably had moments or thoughts like that at some point.
Of course.
After we've gotten older.
Of course.
You know, and thinking back on some of the things that we would say as a teenager or a young adult, not knowing that these things in front of us are going to weigh more heavier than what we are perceiving and liking and in love with at this point. You know, when
but
it comes
how
to
much
something,
have we missed out because we didn't, you know.
Well, it just depends
you
on.
You didn't miss out on anything because what's for you is for you.
Right. And then it just depends on when you caught that. When you caught that
right.
thought,
yeah.
When did you turn around and correct it?
So, right. yeah, so but, yeah. But
you're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With rss.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at rss.com.
What I'm saying is that with communication, there's a confidence there with communication. So how much, you know...
So hold on, let's take a moment with that. What do you mean when you say there is a confidence?
When you're able to communicate what it is that you want, whatever that you express, versus, you know, whatever, if you're in a relationship or if you're at a job or whatever, and you don't have the confidence to verbalize the issues that are going on or verbalize some of the things.
I think confidence is, in my opinion, I think confidence is, for you, it may be comfortable, but to me, it wouldn't be confidence. It would be, where is the growth of wanting to have that conversation or to express that conversation?
And there's a difference in confidence and arrogance. Growth.
Right, right. So to
understand,
to say that,
what?
You know, you got to understand, first of all, where you are with self.
Mm-hmm.
So once you know where you are with self, then that's going to be regular conversation for you. Like, you know, going off what
yeah,
you said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
But as a young adult, right, whether you're young and married or just young, period, there's a lot that you don't know. So how right. many, you know, especially for these young men, how many women have passed by them because they didn't have the confidence to say hello? Or how many job offers have been
looking happening? Out though?
Could be, but how many opportunities have passed because you didn't open your mouth and say, "Hey"?
But that meant that it wasn't for you, though, right?
Not necessarily.
I mean,
it ain't.
Not necessarily. I get what you're saying, but sometimes the door swings open when you're ready, and sometimes you've had the time to get ready, and the door swings open, and because you knew this door was getting ready to swing open, and you didn't. You know what I'm saying? Take heed to that, and the door closes. And
that's you standing in your own way.
Right, 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 right. So if you don't know that the door is open, you're not even aware that there's even a path to that door.
Right.
Then at that moment, it's not for you, because how do you know you're even ready to walk through that door?
But you know what they say?
When you're not ready for what's on the other side.
What does it say? You got to step out on faith. And if you're not, you know, again, you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's why I said it.
Yeah, that's why I said it. But you also could be wrong too, because that opportunity is there for you. And you know, like, hey, I've given you all of the opportunities to say something. I've given you all these opportunities, but you didn't take advantage of it.
Again, that's you standing in your own way.
Exactly.
So again,
because you know the door is open.
That confidence to be able to communicate. You know, what it is that is standing in your way.
So that could be vices, that could be immaturity, that could be scared to take this next step forward. I mean, that could be a whole
it
host
of things.
It
could be a whole host of things.
Yeah, 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 that could be a whole host of things.
I mean, I'll rock with that, you know, on the back end. But like, because if I put myself in that situation, I could say it's because of some things. You know, within life, I was scared.
Of course.
So I can't say, I guess you can to a little bit say that I was standing in my own way, but I can tell you that I was scared because I don't know what's on the other side. You know what I mean?
Right.
If I do say yes, I'm committing to something that I haven't done any research on. I'm just, so... What happens when I do say yes? Well, you know what? I ain't really ready for that. Let me stay in my lane, you know, and I'll wait until the next train pull up or
but that
the
happens
next two, three train.
That happens in so many aspects of life or whatever, relationships, career,
life.
Travel.
Life is life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
I ain't gonna say nothing right now. I'm gonna just let it. And then next thing you know, you divorced.
I feel
had
like
you just said, you
well,
know.
Well, see, you're speaking from another lane, so that's different. I get it from that piece. I get it from that perspective. I really do. But I'm looking at the fact that when there were things, I had peers in front of me that, I ain't gonna say in front of me, but I had peers, man, they were taking off with life.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, damn, like, shit, he ain't scared, you know, or she not scared.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
to step out there and do some
and that's
shit.
Not uncommon.
Right. You know, they're not scared to step out there and fail. That was, I can say that was my thing back in the day.
Yeah.
I look back on that, on those times, had I just stepped out there, you know.
But that goes to back to that confidence piece that I was talking about.
Okay, so I'm gonna rock with you on the confidence, like I told you on the back end, so we can get full
prepared. Just think about like the millionaires or billionaires. You know what? If what's his name? The guy that started Apple. Is it Gates? No, that ain't Gates.
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. No, Microsoft.
The guy before
Microsoft. The one that passed away from cancer.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, look that up.
Just that part. You know, had he not stepped out, would we have the iPhones right now? You know, well, you know.
But he was ahead
of
the guy with
science
Facebook.
Tells us but that he was ahead of we may not have had it. If it wasn't him, it would have been somebody else eventually.
Yeah. True enough.
And it may not have been Apple, but it may have been like Orange. You know what I'm saying? The thoughts from new technology and new science and new discoveries or whatever.
But it's about
they're
just
out there,
stepping you know, it, it's out just on
that,
faith. You
that
know,
person is
would
the one
Barack and Michelle be married if there wasn't any like, hey, she too good or he too good for me? I ain't gonna say nothing. Like, no, step out there, say something. You know?
You gotta shoot your shot. And that's what every walk of life. I get what you're saying. So yeah. I mean, I get it. I get it. You know, you got to be ready.
Right. You got to be ready.
You got to be ready.
And that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you may not be ready physically, but if you're ready mentally, you got to step out on faith, like you guys said earlier.
Yeah. So even going back to that, so you got to be ready. You know, with those. Let's just go back to your initial question from earlier. Why do men? Why do we as people...
Steve Jobs.
Yeah, Steve
Jobs. Steve
Jobs.
That's it.
Shout out to Steve. But what was you saying earlier that opened up this conversation?
Hell, Randy, that only took about 6 or 7
seconds. He's talking about communication.
It's communication. Communication, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're not ready... thank you for being very transparent and accountable.
On the next 6 sip and chat.
Yeah, thank you for being accountable. But with that, even with that, the communication piece, if you're not ready to be able to communicate that once that opportunity is awarded to you or presented to you, then for me, it was like, okay, well, where are the resources? Who can I go talk to about this if nobody that I know that looks like me is in this position or has been down this path? Because I don't want to go in there and look crazy, you know. So I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Confidence.
And I like it, you know, again, the responsibilities that we are now as elders to teach our kids and instill in our kids that communication piece, that confidence piece, you know, at the end of the day, I want you to be able to go and shoot your shot. Like you say, shoot your shot. Now, whether you fail or miss, that's okay. But as long as you, at the end of the day, to say, hey,
at least
try. I tried.
Right.
I tried.
Back to what you said, you know, and when we first started this year and was talking, I get it.
That was me. This was all my idea.
I ain't talking about the podcast. I'm talking about when he reached out. I get it.
Well, it's not for everybody, first off. We got to understand that there's a role that we all have to play. And although you may aspire to be president or whatever, CEO or XO or FCF or whatever it is you aspire to be, that may not be your lane. You know, we're all born with somewhat natural talents, whatever they may be. And if you can capitalize on those and not stretch yourself out by doing it, because there's a lot of people, probably the majority of society that we live in now, get up in the morning and clock in somewhere that they absolutely despise.
Right.
There are fewer people, I would say, that get up and go to work and actually enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever career path they've taken, whatever thing they've gotten off into, wherever they choose to spend their time or the majority of their time, they actually enjoy it. There are fewer people that are doing that. But I think that what gets in the way is the expectations of society. That thing that we've been has been pushed on us of, okay, this is how you should live as an adult. The American dream. White House, red door, picket fence, swing, tire swing, 2.5 kids, medium income, blah, blah, blah. When that works for
I don't know how
fewer,
the numbers work, but I don't know how you can have 2.5 kids.
Read the stats. And it's been years ago since I've seen that, but years ago I saw some stats that said the American dream, average American, 2.5 kids. Now, like you, There's somebody out there with two whole kids.
Two whole kids and a grandbaby. That's your two and a half.
Or they got one that they're looking at like, okay, this one didn't cook all the way. This one didn't cook all the way in the oven.
Hey, what kind of morphodike is this? On the next, sip and chat.
On the next.
Two P's, two T's.
Two P's, two T's.
I think just at the end of the day, it's just about communicating and learning how to communicate.
Well, how good of a communicator are you, Damien?
I feel like I'm a good communicator.
Really?
Right? But listen, I feel like I'm a good communicator.
You feel like that, or you've been told that?
No.
Because what we feel is one thing. Because
I've been to classes. I've been, you know, I've done all that stuff.
Right.
But let Christy tell you, I'm not a good communicator. Mm.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
I believe her. I believe her. Yeah.
Shout out to Damien.
I feel like I'm a good communicator.
Here's the thing.
I have to ask, and what we have to do is ask, how do you want me to communicate with you? Mm-hmm.
We spoke on that, I think, last episode.
When it came to love, how do you want me to love you the way that I think that you need to be loved,
versus the way that you actually think that you need to be loved or know that you need to be loved.
And see, because I feel like I'm a good communicator, my background is different. You know, 23 years military, my last 8 years as a first sergeant, and, you know, being in leadership positions in my job.
So you're saying that you got all this experience in the U.S. Army?
But here's the thing. This is what I learned. My house wasn't the army.
The house isn't the army.
My house wasn't my soldiers or my people that was working for me.
So you got to learn to communicate differently.
Exactly. You know, and that's what I have to be able to tell other people that are doing what we're doing or did what we're doing.
What are we doing?
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
You know,
and you have to separate. you have to separate that.
Yeah,
you know,
it's almost like the saying, "You can't bring work home."
No, you cannot.
You cannot.
I mean, in a sense,
it's easier to say than actually do.
Yeah. Right.
You got to be conscious of that.
But in the sense of what we're speaking on, so to be conscious of it, that partner or that whoever has to be able to tell you, you're not at work.
You ain't at work.
Right. And you got to be. You got to be conscious of self,
yeah.
Right? And I think there's a lot of people, that's a little bit harder pill to swallow, to be conscious of self and be accountable for self and understand that, okay, I'm coming in trying to run house like work.
But think about this.
I'm having a bad day and I'm about to bring work home.
But think about this, though. Your point exactly. But think about this. How many hours are spent at work as opposed to spending at home?
You're spending more hours at work.
An hour. Particular career field, we spend a lot more time at work.
Yeah, so with that being said, pretty much that's all you know. That's why it's hard.
It is harder to be conscious of it.
Mm-hmm. It is. You know what I mean? But you have to understand home is not work.
That's what we haven't taught.
That's what we don't communicate to, you know, our younger folks. You have to be able to shut down. This ain't work.
Yeah, leave work at work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, to me, You have to have that. If you don't get it, hopefully that spouse, that partner, that mother, that father, that brother, that sister can, you know, bring you back around. Yeah. Hey, you're not at work. You know, that's work shit, that how you do at work. Mm-hmm. Don't bring that shit here because this family.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it has to, if it's not being reciprocated, you know, or brought up or recognized, I think it needs to be.
We have to teach it.
Right.
We have to teach it.
We have to recognize it. I'm not saying the individual, but those people that you are speaking to when you're thinking you're still at work, in a work mindset, speaking to those people, they need to be the ones to bring it back around full circle. Because if you're not recognizing it, then shit, somebody got to tell you.
But that's where the accountability piece comes in.
But then that's where we come in, again, as the elders, to be able to push this back down to the younger folks.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's where the accountability piece comes in. Not just with self being accountable, but also I'm going to take accountability for you. I'm going to take accountability for you. and for all those that I actually love and care about, right?
So
when I see them doing things that may go left, I'm like, hey, you might want to consider going back right.
Yeah,
what you're doing right now could be destructive and can set you back a couple of steps.
Yeah. Right. Did you think about what you're doing right now could be destructive or
right now? No, I'm teaching right now. Shit, I'm teaching and I'm learning at the same time.
Hey,
this guy.
Proverbs 27.
Hey, listeners. Iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
And right behind that, get your man. Get your man.
Yes, sir. Hey, Ren, can I get another cigarette?
Oh, yes, you sure can.
Shoot.
Hey,
Shout out to DJ. What is it?
Yeah, DJ Bradley's Lemonade.
DJ Bradley's Lemonade.
So he on the ones and twos and the lemonade?
Is it he or she?
She. To my knowledge, yeah.
Can I get some more of that?
Yes, sir. I didn't know if you wanted to put a little ice with that.
No, it's got ice in there.
Oh, yeah, you got a nice little Yeti cup.
Not me. I didn't. I wasn't fortunate to get that.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with the plastic cup, boys. We good.
Yeah.
Man, I'm pulling it right here. I wish somebody would have told me or taught me.
But that's assuming that the people that you looked up to knew, right? We were raised in the inner city, and a lot of things that the people stood in front of us, they could only show us what they knew.
They knew, yeah.
And a lot of times they didn't know what they didn't know. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was a reason why they paid rent. It was a reason why they lived check to check. It was a reason why they tried to find the end of a bottle when they were stressed out about something versus going to therapy. You know what I'm saying? They only knew what they knew.
So to go back, because I remember, some years ago, the military came up with this master resiliency training. Because
in your class for that years ago.
Yeah, the Iraqi war. There was a lot of people coming back with issues.
Right.
But if you rewind back into Vietnam, I think it was the Vietnam War, when those soldiers were coming back, they were just getting shipped back and that was it. No education, no nothing. So coming from seeing what they were seeing and dealing what they were dealing with, they were just sent back home with no way to deal with the issues that they were going through. So that's why the divorce rate, the alcohol, the drugs was high with our Vietnam vets, because they were just kind of getting dropped off back home. And hey.
And you also can't disregard all the things that were going on in this country too. A lot of those guys went off and were treated better in another country than they were at home.
And they were
fighting for that country that wasn't giving them full, like, civility, you know what I'm saying? They weren't giving them all the rights that were supposedly stated out in the amendments and stuff like that in the Constitution. So there was a whole host of things that were issues with that scenario.
Yeah.
They went off and fought for a country. Can you even imagine that? Okay, I'm gonna go off and fight for something that won't even fight for me.
That won't, yeah.
I'm gonna fight people that treat me better than what I'm protecting.
Yeah.
You know, and if I didn't stand up and fight for the country, then I was going to be demeaned for that, even though the country wasn't totally fighting for me.
Right.
So it was a whole host of things.
But that trauma just continued to trickle down.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
From them to their kids, you know. And you know, still too late, you know, with our the past war, you know, okay, we need to do something about it.
Right.
No, we need to step in and give them some training. But what happened to the previous wars that was going on that we didn't do anything about?
Well, you had veterans out there, obviously, that that came back. Some of them came back to nothing, which is a problem for me.
Yeah.
This is one of the things that I lean on. There are a lot of things that I actually care about that don't affect me directly, but homeless veterans, people that actually take pride in going out fighting for their country and then coming back to nothing, no support, no anything. I have a bit of a problem with that. But then the training, the therapy, the reset, the acclimation, all the things, because you see things that the average person should not see.
Right.
And you got to process that. And some people are better suited for it, and then some people just aren't. And even in that, some people look like they're better suited for it, but in the end, it's more destructive to them than the ones that actually respond negatively on the front end.
But that when I went through that course, that taught me when it taught me how to communicate, to active listen, to do all of that problem solve, that was one of the best classes I have ever been through, because I had to take a look at myself and say, hey, nah, you ain't doing this right.
Right. Yeah, that your class, that resiliency class, and the municipal management class that's offered by UT, probably two of the most impressive classes that I've taken thus far, because they both show different ways of getting the same thing done and getting better results on the other end of it, right? Especially when you get into leadership roles and you're trying to get the best product out of the people that follow you or serve with you.
And that leadership role, that's universal. That's at work.
Right. Right. At home.
You know,
amongst your peers. Yes. All of that. But those two classes taught me how to get a better result. The municipal management class taught me that discipline was negative and condescending, and you end up causing a cancer more than you would an actual asset.
Yeah.
And it showed me how, by treating someone like an asset, you got buy-in from that person and you get a better result out of them.
Yeah.
And all the difference is just, you're not intimidating or threatening, you're building. Yeah. So when someone makes a mistake, you're not saying, hey, you made the mistake, I'm going to send you home for 4 days and then not even check up on you. Yeah, it would say, well, this person did this, and this is what they should have did, and this is what we're going to do to get them back on track.
And doing some corrective action.
Yeah, exactly. Versus discipline. Corrective action.
And it's about asking the right question, right?
It's a difference.
And I learned by asking
questions.
What versus why?
Yeah.
You know, what's going on that's causing you to respond like this, right, or act like this, versus why are you doing that? Yeah. Why are you acting like that? Yeah. You know?
And just to piggyback off what you're saying, I had to learn that in life in dealing with, my divorce. I had to really get to the point where I really couldn't. The conversation would be, like you said, asking the questions, you know, who, what, when, why, maybe just the why, you know, or what made you.
You know,
to begin the conversation,
because that's two.
It is
two, the same question, but asking it differently. Versus why?
Right. And so, in going into that, you know, even today, you know, in my life, I even have to ask myself, you know, that question or questions, just so I can answer myself.
Yeah.
And be able to understand or to hear what I'm saying, damn, that don't sound right.
Yeah.
You know, and then even to have to ask someone, to me, when you pose that question to an individual, they get the opportunity to hear themselves. And then you turn around and say, now, to me, this is my opinion, X, Y, 9, Z, you know, and whatever it is. But then to me, that's when that conversation starts.
Yeah. You know what? I realized when I first started going to therapy, I realized that a lot of the issues I had
were you.
And, well, it was me, but it was daddy issues.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So when you start finding out the root cause of some of the things that's going on with you, you know, like that was one of my biggest issues. So to fix, you know, and not to say it's not fixed. It's not fixed at all.
However, you got a good start.
Good start. So with my son, with my daughter, I have to ask questions.
Right.
I want them to be able to come to me and talk to me, and I want to be that support to them.
Right.
Because I don't want them to ever have what my dad did.
You don't want to ever hear that.
Yeah, exactly.
Knowing that, damn, I could have been better.
Exactly. Now, I may not be able to resolve the issues with me.
Right.
But I can try to, you know, the seeds that I've sown and planted in this world with my kids grandkids.
To help water them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And there's a duality to that, because the ingredients that molded you are the reasons that you're the person that you are today.
Absolutely.
The pros and the cons.
It is.
And we hear a lot of people complaining. We talked about this in one of the previous episodes too. A lot of folks complain about this generation of kids. And the reason this generation of kids are the way that they are is because, for one thing, generations are too close. You got kids having kids, which is something that's been going on, but it's more prevalent now. But two, we've shielded those kids from the things that we felt like were detrimental to us, right? When if it wasn't for those things, right, we wouldn't be who we are. Now, there's pros and cons to it, right? There are no absolutes, even in numbers. There's going to be some good, there's going to be some bad. And you've got to weigh out which things are more important, right? Because the world that we lived in, you wouldn't be sitting here had you not gone through the ups and downs that you've gone through in life. The relationships, the breakups, the heartbreak, all the things that you've gone through in life, if you hadn't gone through those, you wouldn't be sitting right here right now.
If he hadn't gone through them and then realized what the difference either way to do. Because you can go through it and see it, and that was his path, right?
That's what I'm saying. He had to go through those things even to realize.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
One way or the other. So if you had not gone through those things, you wouldn't be sitting right here right now. So there's a duality to it. There are some pros and cons, and each person is going to respond different. You can take two kids, you can love them to death, you can nurture them, you can pour into them, you can do all the things. You'll have one that is more likely to soar and be that dude or that girl, and you have one that will fall to the pits or whatever and just be that dirt.
One to go to Penn State and one to go to State Penn.
Right. And then you can take and you can neglect two kids.
Right.
On the same path. You can just not love them, not nurture them, send them to their room, turn the TV off, sit them in the dark, all the things, and you'll have one that will soar, right? More likely, and you'll have one that'll fall into the pits.
Yeah.
Right. It's just the way life goes.
Right. I understand.
So, yes, when you know better, you do better. Yes. But you also got to understand that there are pros and cons to every decision that we make, and there are no absolutes. There's not a perfect template to raising a child.
Right.
There's not a perfect template for a relationship.
And if you think it's perfect, you're going to end up hindering that person.
That individual. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you think it's perfect, then somebody's not being honest.
Yeah.
When it boils down to it.
True.
Somebody's lying.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
But, you know, again, I know I can speak for me, like with my kids, if they come and talk to me, I want to give them.
Come and talk to me.
I want to give them that advice. Now, what they do with it is on them. But yeah, again,
of course, because you know better now, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? You know better, and as parents, that's what we're supposed to do. The things that we learn, and there was a Jay-Z lyric that spoke to that. If you can teach your kids something earlier than you learned it, then they're going to go that much further than you have.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what any good parent should want, is for the kids to go that much further than they have. So you introduce them to things that you learned late in life earlier. So, okay, now you've got this squared away. You can go past me, beyond me. In some cases, not a perfect.
Right. But I'm just saying, they have to want it. My dad has told me back then in high school, shit, even going to college and even as a young adult, before I had my first child. I mean, you know, he would throw those jewels out there. But shit, I wasn't adhering to it.
Because it wasn't your time yet.
It wasn't your time.
So that's what I'm saying.
You heard it. But you couldn't apply it.
So when I heard it, I applied it on the back end.
Once you realized, just like the Corvette deal, right?
It took you time to realize. Right.
Okay, this is what they were saying to me.
But to me, to hear it right then, I didn't apply it then when it should have been
your time.
And I get that, but
you weren't ready yet.
So let me say, if that was the case, if we could hear things that were conducive to us at that particular time and change at that particular time, just think how much, what better space that we would be.
But it's not that. It goes back to raise a child, right? And that's the biblical phrase: raise a child.
You may not
get it right then,
right?
But you may get it later on, and that's fine, right?
But my thing is, if you were to get it right then,
but the problem is, you would be. But you wouldn't get it.
The problem is that
a lot of these kids and adults, they don't get that advice,
right? Right.
Well, they don't understand.
Well, and it's one thing if the person that's giving the advice doesn't know, right? Versus another thing where, okay, I know better, but I'm not going to tell you better, right? If I know better and I choose not to share that with you, then shame on me.
Right.
But if I don't know better, then how can I show you something that I don't even know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
On the next.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
It's good, you know. You may, as long as you've heard it, it's going to come back to you
at some point. Right, right.
Dang, it's going to come back. It's going to come back to you when you hit it.
My dad told me about this.
You got to be ready for it.
My mom told me about it.
Growth set in.
Exactly. Time. It takes time and experience.
Yeah.
Man, so this been
it's just the three of us, man.
It's been a while. We wrapping up?
Good conversation.
I mean, I'm good as an hour and five.
Oh, damn. We've been on. I thought maybe we've been a little bit
long. Yeah, we dug in because we got to get ready to go to our next event.
You got to get ready to go to your next event.
7 o'clock.
Yeah, we got to get ready to go to our next event.
Okay, all right. Let us know how it works.
This is, as always, man. this has been a great conversation. Great communication.
Absolutely.
Great lessons learned. Absolutely. You know, great
fellowship.
Libations.
Yeah. Great libations. Definitely appreciate the fellowship.
Fellas, from me to both of y'all, and I've said it before, I really do appreciate it. I'm glad how far we've come. We're flying by the seat of our pants. We didn't take a class. We didn't watch YouTube. Yeah. This was something that we got off into blindly.
Yeah.
And we did ask questions with those that we trusted, but when it came down to putting rubber to the road, we jumped into it blindly. And this will mark our 11th episode. Like I said, I just posted something on social media where we've accomplished 500 downloads and streams, which may seem small to some of your more major established podcasts. But for us, just a few dudes coming together, shooting the jive, having a good time doing it. And it's more like what we were already doing before, we're just recording it now.
Right. Absolutely.
For me to y'all, man, nothing but love, nothing but appreciation and respect. Absolutely. I wouldn't want to do this with any other couple of cats than y'all, man.
I don't know. Randy been.
I'm with you. I'm serious. I thank you both for the space. You know, and we hadn't really, we've had some deep conversations. But I think, you know, this has probably been the one where we have really just kind of freestyled.
This episode, in particular, the pilot was a freestyle.
We'll count that one. But this has probably been the one for me that I know that has been a freestyle moment, because coming in, you know, to the lab today, I asked what were we talking about, and Dame was just like, "We're just gonna go with it," you know, respectfully. I can dig it.
Creative art, baby.
Absolutely.
Yeah. One time for Rise Radio again for allowing us to use this space.
Right.
Again, if you are interested in recording and starting your podcast, or if you've already got one established but you need somewhere to record, Shane Morrow, Randy, Stargen Jr.
Right.
are going to be your contacts.
That's it.
To come and check the space out. This is a beautiful location, and you've got the space in the room to record some good stuff, man.
Like
we've done time and time again up here.
So shout out to Shane.
One time for Shane, man.
One time for Shane.
Yes, sir.
And as always, man, we're always glad to get together on Sip and Chat, 2 P's, 2 T's. Until the next episode.
And hold on, Carlos, show them where we can be found.
SipandChat.com is the website. It always posts the latest 3 episodes that we've published. You can find us on any major streaming service, Apple, Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, you name it, we're out there. Also, the Instagram page, Sip and Chat, SIPPNCHAT on IG, where we post clips from the episodes.
You ain't got enough dip on your chip. So it's Instagram, SIPPNCHATT. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
You forgot the last T.
I forgot the last T.
Yeah.
two P's, one T. Appreciate you, brother Randy.
Absolutely. Appreciate that's you. What I'm here for.
But check us out, man. Support us. Like, listen, share, comment. We are still growing this thing, trying to figure this thing out, flying by the seat of our pants. And we're still listening to our listeners, full circle. Hakuna Matata.
Chattanooga, we love y'all. Deuces.
One time.
As O'Bird would say, love is love.
Fan.